You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, thanks so much. Weather's been way better than anybody thought it might be for the summer as it relates to crops. What do you see coming up this week?
Really, it's status quo. I don't think we're going to be worrying about much of anything except for some areas in the eastern Midwest, Ohio, parts of Indiana and Michigan still dealing with some shortages of moisture. Crop stresses are increasing there. We did get a little rain over this past weekend, but it wasn't enough, and it looks like we're going to be relatively dry in those areas for a good part of the coming week. So continued concern in those areas, a little bit of concern still in South Dakota, and we've got some relief that's going on in the Delta this week. We've seen substantial amounts of rain in that lower Mississippi River Basin area. It's raining now in parts of the southeastern states where it had been also quite dry. It's just amazing. And when I step back and look at the big picture here, relative to where we usually are in the first days of August, this has been a phenomenal year. With the moisture that's in the soil right now compared to what it usually is, we should be able to cruise right on through the middle of this month without a hitch if the rain stopped today and didn't occur again for 10 days. That's pretty rare. But in general, the forecast here continues to point towards status quo. Yes, we will have some problems with ongoing dryness pockets, and we'll have some areas that will get plenty of rain. In fact, some hail may come around with some of these thunderstorms. But the bottom line is the production outlook is still pretty darn good.
You think we will get rainfall in the next 2 weeks, though?
I do think that everybody will get rain at one time or another. Some of it will be quite a bit lighter than other areas, and the temperatures are not going to be oppressively hot. So we should be able to stand on August 15th and still say we have good subsoil moisture around. And looking out 2 weeks from that point should be able to tell us a whole lot about how we're going to finish out that bean crop.
Now let's get your assessment of fall harvested crops in other parts of the world, China, Ukraine, Russia, India.
You know, I think there's actually a bigger problem right now in parts of Europe and Ukraine than there is in the United States. And these aren't even big areas. France hasn't had much rain recently. They're firming up. It hasn't been hot in France, so the situation is not critical, and it is going to rain there tomorrow, so that'll be somewhat helpful there. But eastern Romania, eastern Bulgaria, into the heart of Ukraine, and neighboring areas of southern Russia are dry. The top and subsoil moisture are certainly way below average for this time of the year. There is crop stress occurring there. The crops, summer crops are filling. The outlook is for continued stressful conditions there for a bit. So there will be somewhat of a decline in production in that part of the world. But China, outside of the flood damage that occurred earlier this summer, their crops that are surviving are in very good shape. They did lose quite a bit of acreage, though, because of the floods that occurred in early July. So we're waiting to see what that impact might be. India looks fairly good, though, and Australia is poised to have a very big winter crop.
Tanya, thanks so much for taking the time with me today.
All right, you have yourself a good afternoon.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.